If You Can't Beat 'Em, written by Just Bill and read by Kaber. This is a DC Marvel crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Bucky / Clint / Roy / Jason. You Should Come. Not the most threatening message Bucky ever received, not the most innocuous either. That it's from Jason makes Bucky pause. Jason is something of a language purist, and he tends to send full sentences with correct punctuation in his texts. Bucky suspects this is mostly because it drives the other bats up the wall, but also because it secretly bothers Jason to butcher his English. That Steve does the exact same thing just to troll everyone around him amuses Bucky to no end, with Jason's never-ending contempt of Bucky's best friend. Just like that in my pants. You gotta woo a man first. Bucky snickers at the imaginary face Jason no doubt makes at his phone while reading. Middle finger emoji. Curd emoji. Are you coming or what? Asshole. It must be bad for Jason to forego punctuation and capitals. On my way. Bucky briefly debates if he should add the kissy face emoji, but decides he's aggravated Jason enough. For now. Teasing Jason has turned into one of Bucky's favorite pastimes. Do I have time to pick up the ricotta for cannoli first? When there's no reaction after a few moments, Bucky puts the phone away and decides that today apparently isn't cannoli day. He hops into Clint's beat-up Ford and races it back to the farmhouse. When he gets back, he doesn't see any of the others out front, nor through the kitchen window. Loud whooping from the backyard tells him that whatever's bothering Jason isn't emergency enough to let the ground chicken go to waste, and he takes his time to put away the groceries first. He wishes he hadn't. When he gets out back, it's to Roy and Clint doing a trick shot competition in the nude. What the fuck? Told you to hurry, Jason mutters. Clint spots Bucky first and waves happily at him. What the hell are you bozos doing? Bucky demands, even if he's not sure that he really wants to know. Clint, completely undeterred by Bucky's very justified outrage, grins and strikes a pose with his bow. We call it the Naked Shooting Fest. Right at that moment, Roy makes his shot and hits the bullseye via several mirrors Bucky surmises they put up there for this exact reason. Woo! Clint yells and jumps up and down in excitement, which, while usually adorable, now is a very, very distracting sight. Bucky turns to Jason and waves at Roy, who is doing a kind of obscene victory dance, made more obscene by his lack of attire. This is not okay. He waves some more to express how not okay this is. Try telling them that, Jason growls. Have you known either of them to listen to common sense? Ever? Hi, Bucky. Roy, thank heavens, done with pretending he's pole dancing, now waves with that boyish grin of his. How do you like Naked Shooting Fest? Bucky pinches the bridge of his nose. How about making it into go put on some protective gear or so help me fest? Bucky calls back. We brought protection. Roy positively beams and waves a packet of condoms he pulls from thin air. Clint has to put his bow down with laughing so hard, and Roy loses it too, falling against Clint's shoulder because he has trouble keeping himself upright. Bucky looks at Jason. Jason looks back. Well, if you can't beat them, join them? Bucky grins. Might as well. Jason shrugs, doing a piss-poor job of pretending he's unaffected. Race you. Dirty cheater. The end.